Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply give peace a chance. Give peace a chance. Think of how critical peace is to the success of any nation, of any home, business, or community. Well-developed countries will dispatch ambassadors all over the world in an effort to spread goodwill and maintain peace. Think of every U.S. city that deploys police officers to ensure that there is peace in our neighborhoods. Peace is the key element to making people feel safe, productive, and appreciated. Well, peace also plays a role in business because leaders are the ones responsible for making sure that everyone around them has the most peaceful and productive environments possible. However, what happens when peace is disrupted, when conflict arises, when challenges and adversity are present? It is during times like these that peacemakers must rise to the occasion. There is a five-step process for de-escalating and or resolving conflict, and it is found in our PEACE acronym. That P reminds us of the importance of patience. Remember, most conflicts take time to develop. They take time to escalate, and they will take time to resolve. Therefore, exercise patience. It's not wise to rush to judgment, and even less wise to be hasty in picking sides and determining who's right or wrong. On the contrary, patience is the key. However, when exhibiting patience in the midst of conflicts, that can be a challenge. Therefore, remember the cool technique to help you with that. That's simply the art of calmness, objectivity, open-mindedness, and listening. Yes, my friends, first, we must remain calm and give everyone a chance to do the same. This is one of the best ways to allow cooler heads to prevail, to allow emotions to subside, and then allow positivity to overcome and show itself strong. Objectivity is when we can see both sides, not just our own. You have to remove all emotions from the situation and focus on the facts and the facts alone. It's easy to jump to conclusions in the heat of disagreements. However, the goal is to solve the problem, and the facts should always override our feelings. Then, of course, we have to remain open-minded. Think for a moment of all the different ways we can get from point A to point B. There is walking, riding a bike, cars, trains, planes, just to name a few. Some take longer than others, but they all will get us to our final destination. In similar fashion, there are multiple ways to resolve conflict, and we must be open to them all. Listening reminds us that nothing resolves conflict quite like a willing and listening ear. Hearing the opinions of the other side without interruption and with understanding will go a long way in keeping the peace. The E in our PEACE acronym reminds us to manage our expectations. We should never assume the outcome or attempt to dictate the feelings and actions of others during conflict. However, we should expect to learn. That's the expectation during times of conflict, is to learn. We should learn what caused the problem. For example, in the hospital emergency room, the ER doctor does his best to stabilize the trauma using the tools at his disposal. It would be unwise for him to expect to save every patient, but each experience helps him become a better doctor. Resolving conflict is like taking a test. You may not always receive a perfect score, but you can always learn. What am I willing to learn? I'm learning the personalities, the root cause of the problem. I'm learning how certain words and actions can trigger negative emotions, and I'm learning better ways to approach each situation. Not only should I expect to learn, I should also expect to lead by example. Yes, my friends, becoming the image of poise and professionalism can go a long way in keeping the peace. Our conduct, our speech, our poise, and our politeness can become the strongest tools ever in keeping the peace. The A in our peace formula reminds us to make the proper assessments. Yes, my friends, just as a doctor will check your vital signs before making a diagnosis, we as leaders must perform our due diligence in times of conflict. How is that involved? And what does it entail? First, I must assess who are the parties involved in the conflict. What seems to be the main issue? How are the parties impacted? When did the conflict start? And have any solutions been presented? These are just a few of many assessment questions that allow cooler heads to prevail. Once you have conducted a thorough assessment, the next step is to develop constructive communication. You see, when many countries are at odds, they will engage in peace talks. These are solutions-based dialogues that are designed to rectify and de-escalate conflict. When was the last time you had constructive communications with your colleagues? This means no blaming, no criticizing, no judging or condemning, which are likely the things that led to conflict in the first place. On the contrary, this process involves creative solutions, considerations for the feelings of others, and appreciation for the different points of view. Lastly, the E in our peace formula reminds us to facilitate emotional healing. Yes, my friends, during times of conflict, all parties involved need time to decompress and look past the pain of conflict into the hope of a better tomorrow. During the Olympic Games, all the nations in the world set aside their differences for just a few weeks and engage in friendly competition. In business, some companies offer retreats to their staff members or off-site luncheons to regain team chemistry that could easily be lost during challenging times. Just like a physical ailment, keep in mind that everyone heals at a different pace. However, we all heal. Allow your team, therefore, the time to get beyond conflict and return to maximum productivity. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.